From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Nicole Ogrisco with the news on this day in Maine, Monday, May 12th, 2025. The Trump administration has terminated $35 million for digital safety and literacy programs in Maine, according to the Maine Connectivity Authority. The funding was awarded through the multi-billion-dollar National Digital Equity Act, part of the bipartisan infrastructure law signed by President Joe Biden in 2021. Amy Stone, the director of the Bridgeton Public Library, says in the past, that funding has allowed the library to purchase 5 internet hotspots, which she says are in high demand.
Students who are maybe in between homes, they're able to have this hotspot so that they can do homework from wherever they are.
Now, she says she's not sure they'll be able to afford the ongoing hotspot subscriptions. The Maine Connectivity Authority says the cuts affect a range of programs that would have served roughly 130,000 Mainers. The sudden termination of a $9 million federal grant has paused efforts to rebuild a flood-ravaged road down east and improve water flow to a nearby salt marsh. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says the project cost too much and no longer matches its objectives. Peter McGuire has more.
Addison Road in Columbia is crumbling and regularly floods. The grant was to be used to raise the road above future high tides and install bigger culverts. Local State Representative Tiffany Strout says the road poses growing public safety risks as storms become more frequent and powerful.
It's just going to wash it more out, and then it's not going to be passable at all. So prolonging it is only going to make it cost more in the future.
The Maine Department of Marine Resources says it was about to hire engineers for a final design when the award was terminated. In a letter, NOAA says project planning and design was an overuse of taxpayer funds, and salt marsh restoration falls outside the agency's current direction. The agency did not respond to requests for comment. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Peter McGuire.
Supporters of a voter ID ballot initiative are asking a court to order Maine Secretary of State Shanna Bellows to rewrite how the question is worded. Kevin Miller reports.
A lawsuit filed Monday in Superior Court accuses Bellows of writing a, quote, deliberately confusing ballot question because she opposes requiring voters to show photo ID at the polls. The title of the ballot question focuses entirely on that requirement. Yet Alex Titcomb, with the groups Voter ID for Me and Dinner Table Action, says photo ID isn't mentioned until the very end of a long ballot question. Instead, the question focuses largely on other proposed changes to Maine's voting process.
Having it last, you know, it could influence the outcome because voters, you know, may not get that far into the question before they circle yes or no.
In addition to requiring a photo ID, the referendum would repeal a new law allowing voters to sign up to have automatic delivery of absentee ballots. It would also eliminate 2 days of absentee voting and limit municipalities to one drop box for absentee ballots. Bellows says the initiative proposes 27 changes to both in-person and absentee voting.
I challenge Dinner Table Action to name one provision in the question that isn't in the law that they've proposed. If they didn't want the provisions in the question, they shouldn't have put them in their initiative.
Bellows also points out that none of the plaintiffs filed written comments on the draft version of the question when it was released earlier this spring. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Kevin Miller.
State Auditor Matt Dunlap says he's exploring a bid for Maine's second congressional district seat, raising the prospect that the Democratic Congressman Jared Golden will face a primary challenge next year. Steve Missler has more.
Dunlap of Old Town is a former legislator and served 7 terms as Secretary of State, which is Maine's top election official. In a statement, Dunlap says he feels compelled to consider running, citing foreign conflicts, a possible recession, and a dismantling of programs by unelected billionaire Elon Musk that Congress has done nothing to stop. He does not mention Golden. Nevertheless, the prospect of Dunlap's candidacy highlights how Golden has angered some Democrats as he tries to hold a conservative district that President Donald Trump has carried 3 times. He took the seat in 2019, first winning a 4-way Democratic primary and then defeating Republican Congressman Bruce Poliquin after a ranked choice runoff. He was re-elected last year after defeating his GOP challenger by less than a percentage point. Dunlap says his decision to run will hinge on feedback he gets from residents in the 2nd District. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.
Nearly 30% of Maine households are struggling to keep up with basic expenses like housing, childcare, food, and health care, according to a new report from the United Way of Southern Maine. In Maine, a family of four with two working adults needed more than $90,000 to cover basic expenses in 2023. United Way of Southern Maine CEO Dan Coyne says these households are often overlooked because their income is more than the federal poverty level. But it doesn't cover the essentials.
These workers tend to be the backbone of our community. We call them heroes in the pandemic. They're personal care aides, teaching assistants, and so on.
Coyne says the data reflect a slight improvement since the last study in 2021. But he says overall, the number of Maine households that are considered asset limited, income constrained, and employed has grown over the last 15 years. The Nova Scotia Maine ferry service season starts this Thursday, but as Carol Bousquet reports, the ferry's operators say tensions between Canada and the U.S. have contributed to a decline in ticket sales.
Bay Ferries Limited says to date nearly 13,000 passengers have made reservations for the CAT this season, compared to more than 16,000 at this time last year. The ferry operator says the decline is primarily due to Canadians who are deciding not to travel to the United States due to Trump administration policies. But they say the number of Americans booking travel to Canada on the CAT are comparable to last year. The ferry is scheduled to depart Yarmouth, Nova Scotia Thursday morning for Bar Harbor and return in the afternoon. The ferry will run 5 days a week until June 19th, when daily service begins. The season ends on October 15th. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Carol Bousquet.
And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Coming up on Maine Calling at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, Head Start in Maine, ahead of the program's 60th anniversary. I'm Nicole Ogrisco. Thanks for listening.